Cases, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 216. I am so happy that you're joining me today. Today, we are talking about the five emotions that women need for their military transition. And listen, if you've already transitioned or you are thinking about the transition, this episode is still a good one for you because this will help you in any pivot that you make, any change that you're getting ready to make. Because here's the thing, we want to be able to know the emotions that are going to come up during a change, during a transition, but most importantly, our military transition. And I want to take a moment to share with you all, kind of give you a little bit of what I'll be sharing in the webinar that I'll be hosting along with the Wounded Warrior Project on May 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is all about how women veterans can navigate a stressful military transition with confidence. Because here's the truth, it's going to be stressful. It's going to be challenging. So how do we do this in a way where we continue to show confidence, the confidence that we already have, that we've already built, that we've already created into the civilian sector, into the next chapter of our lives? And so with that, I want to begin to provide you with a little bit of bite size of what to expect during this webinar, because it's very important that we talk about how we're feeling, all the emotions that are coming up before, during, and after the transition, because trust me, that is exactly how it will happen. You have all these emotions that are both positive and negative at the very beginning, and you'll get that while you're in it, while you're in the actual transition, when you're physically getting your papers cleared, getting into, you know, this new city, this new location, this new opportunity. And then all different and some similar emotions will come up as you are already out within the first year. You'll notice that all of this is going to come up. And so I want to invite you today to take a moment and allow me to provide you these five emotions that you have already either created before, have used before in your military career, because this is something that we typically do. We want to continue to focus on these emotions to get us through this challengeful area, this stucky part to the end result, to the goal, to the success that we want. And so today, I want to invite you to, one, the first emotion, to really feel committed, to be completely committed for your military transition. And so what that looks like, that means that you are in it no matter what. Like, you've already decided that you're getting out and you are all in with really focusing on the new self-concept, on the new self-concept of who you are based on your experience and the skill sets that you have already built while you were in. Because listen, there's so much that you already know, so many things, so many skills, all the experiences that you have, that is definitely going to transfer into another role, into another opportunity, just like you did while you were in the military. And so the first thing, the first emotion for you to focus on is commitment, for you to be all in, to commit. And now, if you've been tuning in with me for a minute now, you know that how we think is how we create our emotions. So what are you going to focus on to help you generate this commitment? What is it that you want to think about constantly? Continue to focus on that thought that's going to create this commitment. For me, it was getting into this whole new lifestyle now than later, as I was getting further into my career, military career. So for me, what kept me committed for this transition was knowing that now was the best time for me and my family in this moment. I wasn't going to continue to push my time because that's what I was doing. And you'll see here what I'm talking about based on why we want to focus on these emotions. If not, our brain is going to want to seek comfort and it's going to want to seek the easy way out. And so if we continue to stick to the first one, commitment, we want to be able to generate that with what we're thinking. All of these emotions, we need to generate it with a thought. We need to generate it with multiple thoughts. And what helps you may not help me. But for the most part, you know what your commitment will be or what you're going to be committed to. Committed to a new lifestyle, committed to more time with my kids, committed to start a family, committed to, you know, begin dating, committed to a new adventure, whatever that looks like for you. And that is going to generate commitment for you to go all in your transition from military to civilian. The next emotion, emotion number two, is courage. And like I said before, this is something that you already, it comes easy for you to have the courage, right? Physical courage. Most of the time we've had to create physical courage based on the obstacles that we have physically, literally in front of us. And so for you, now it's going to take more of the unknown, right? Like we can't see the obstacles. It's not clear in front of us like we were in a physical challenging moment. But now we want to really just show ourselves with the experience or even the challenges that we had before that we have had and have shown courage before. And so how can we now show courage during this journey? For me, I always, again, went back to my why. Why am I doing this? I want to be all in because I want this new way of life. I want this new way of life for my family and for myself and be able to be there more often. And so for me, it took courage and really to be all in no matter what, to really, one, be committed, right? Generate that emotion of commitment, and two, generate the emotion of courage. And again, we always say that, yes, we're going to have the courage to go out there and tell someone that I need help with my resume. Have the courage to go out there and really begin to focus on the things that are not going to go well, right? Maybe my finances, maybe my relocation, right? Like really have the courage to go through all of that sucky part because it's going to suck. It's not going to work as planned. I will tell you that right now, and I'm sure you know this. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is going to work out as we plan. And I'm sure you know of this from all the planning that we did in the military. And then when we go out and we do the actual training or the actual training exercise, it doesn't work out that way. And so again, having the courage ahead of time and really focusing on what's going to help you generate that courage. You know, my husband's got me or my family's got me. I have the support that I need. There are so many organizations out there that are ready to help me. That was what I was thinking. Like there are so many opportunities out there, so many programs, so many people that are ready and willing to help me. So that created the courage for me to get out of my comfort zone and raise my hand and say, hey, I need help. I need your support. Can you connect me with someone? Can you guide me? Can you tell me more about what you're doing? As an HR manager, gave me the courage to sign up to programs that I never thought I would ever sign up for. So again, what is that thought that is going to create that courage for you? Emotion number three, resilience. And listen, we are all resilient and have been resilient at one point of our career. It doesn't matter how small you think your resilience was or how big. You are going to need to be able to generate resilience. And not only once, but
times 100, times 1,000. Because here's the truth. The first resume that you submit or the first role that you think you're going to go into is not going to happen. Which recently my client and I submitted, she submitted, I helped her submit her first resume, and she got a response with no. Her first rejection, her first no, in a formal way, which again, I was really grateful that she did get that formally from a company saying that, you know, they moved on to other candidates that would be a better fit for that role. And again, right, the resiliency that's going to continue to take for her to get 100 no's, to get another 50 no's from different other opportunities. And so for you, what is it going to take to continue to feel resilient, to be in resilient mode throughout this process? Because it could be 2 years, it could be 1 year, it could be 6 months that you are going through this transition and you want to be able to be resilient for the most part. And even when you're in that role, right, there's going to be so many challenges and so many obstacles, and we want to be resilient, especially when we are in a time where, you know, there are so many opportunities and there are so many other candidates that are just as experienced or maybe even, you know, the right, better fit for that role. And so, again, the first resume is not going to work. The first opportunity may not work. The first job may not work, right? The first role that you go into may not work. Will you have the resiliency to keep going? And I know you do because you've shown it before. And so I want you to focus on a couple of thoughts that's going to help you to bounce back up and get back on that train of getting things done, even when it's hard, because you're committed, you have the courage to do so, and you're going to be resilient enough to do it 1,000 more times. So not getting completely discouraged the first 50 times, but to focus on there's more out there. And there's other people that can help me. There's other opportunities I could be going into. And so again, being resilient enough, feeling resilience so that you can go and continue to take action. That's the goal. And number four, which I want to say is my favorite, and here's why. The fourth one is desire. The desire for you to continue on this tough, hard journey. Because when I tell you that it's going to be difficult, you're going to get rejected. We, for some reason, as military, do not know how to deal with rejection, especially as women. We think that it's us as an individual, and we have to remember that when we get rejected from a company or from a role, it's not really necessarily that we suck or that we're not good enough. It's just that we're not the right fit for that role. And it takes us a moment to understand that. And so we then lose desire, right? We don't feel as encouraged or motivated to keep going or even to continue to look for the opportunity that we think is going to be good for us. And so desire, creating desire for the next chapter in your life, the next career field that you'll be in, the next career that you are willing to take on. When you can create desire for your next chapter, I promise you, you're going to be taking action. You're going to be creating results, right? You're going to meet people. You're going to be talking to them about how excited and how much desire this new opportunity in your life. What are you going to do? You're going to start researching. You're going to start brainstorming. You may even start networking. Yes, I know. Some of you are probably thinking, like, why can't I get myself to network? Why can't I get myself to start looking things up for what the possibilities are out there? It's because you haven't created enough desire for your next chapter. So I encourage you to begin to generate this feeling and emotion of desire. Desire for this new opportunity. Now, how do you do that? You want to be able to think of how you would be and what your life would be like if you were in this opportunity. Whatever your dream opportunity may be, if it, pivoting your entire career field, that's completely fine. I want you to focus on how you will be as this new, this individual that is literally taking an entire identity change from wearing the uniform, wearing the rank in the position to this new professional. This professional that you've possibly always wanted or you aspired to be. And now this is your chance. What does that look like? And so when you start thinking all of that, like for me, it was just simply being a life coach. In 2016, I was just completely sold on being a life coach. And so for me, I was like, I'll be helping other women. I'll be helping other veterans. It really, that's how it started. I was just so focused on helping veterans. And then my desire changed to women. How can I help women in their life and career? How can I help them? And just when I really got into, you know, thinking how I would, you know, be able to support them, how they would continue on their journey and just continue to be a better individual, a better leader, a better, you know, mom, wife in the civilian sector, it really just put that fire in my belly and just continued to put in the work. This podcast, this episode, everything that I do is because of the desire that I create and I'm intentional with it. And that's exactly what I'm offering you here right now. The desire for you to go do the research. And it's, I know it's not easy. The desire for you to brainstorm roles, the desire for you to network, to reach out and say, hey, can you help me? Hey, I know that you can help me. Can we schedule some time together? Whatever it may be, or reach out to a program. Hey, when is the next class? Whatever it is. And then the fifth one, discipline. Most of us already have the discipline to keep going, already have the discipline to do the things that we need to do, even when we're tired, even when it's not working out, even when it's hard. You already have these and have practiced these emotions so much and so often already that I promise you, the more that you can be intentional with these for your military transition into the civilian sector, it's only going to get better. You continue to practice, you continue to generate all these thoughts that are going to help you to not only create these emotions, but also to take action. Because that's the goal, right? Our thoughts create our feelings drive our actions, and our actions create our results. And that's what we're looking for here. We want to be able to guide our mind, because if we don't, our brain, like I said earlier, is going to want to do the easy and the most comfortable that requires no effort whatsoever. And this is what's going to happen typically. When you don't, you aren't intentional about being committed, having the courage, being resilient, having the desire, or even the discipline, your brain is going to want to be indecisive. Oh my gosh, should I really be getting out? Am I making the right career decision? I should just stay in. Or here's what it did for me. It kept me busy at work. It really allowed me to find so many other things that I needed to get done at work and told me that I had no time to focus on my transition. So again, I wasn't doing this consciously, but I created so much busy work, busyness, that I didn't have time to focus on my transition. And then another thing that really didn't help me was going into this whole perfectionism mentality of, I'm going to create this perfect resume. I'm going to create this perfect profile. I'm going to, you know, try to create the perfect elevator pitch when there isn't such a thing. Instead of submitting applications or submitting my resume to different applications, I literally waited till the last minute to reach out to a program to help me find or get in front of companies to help me find an opportunity. And then it also, what it does is that your brain wants to get distracted in a way where now it's offering you self-doubt. It's offering you confusion. It's offering you worry. And that's literally what happened to me. It was like, okay, self-doubt kicked in. You're not, you know, good enough. You don't have the experience. You don't have the skills. You don't have that specific degree. You don't have enough money in the bank. You shouldn't do this. so many obstacles that it was providing, because again, it was trying to distract me from getting things done, from doing the things that were going to help me make progress in my transition. And so for you, you know, what is it? What emotion are you struggling to generate more intentional? For some of you, it could be the courage. For some of you, it could be the desire, right? Maybe you don't have a specific job or desire for your next chapter. Maybe that's where you need to start. And so I want to invite you again, come join us on May 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on how women veterans can navigate a stressful military transition with confidence so that you can continue to learn more about how to navigate to your through your transition, but also get the resources and tools that you need. And listen, if you're like, hey, I can't wait till May 15th and I need help now, I need someone that's going to help hold me accountable, help me through this journey, because I need to be able to figure out my career after the military, go to LinkedIn, send me a direct message, and you can find me at Wendy Ray, or you can schedule a free consultation with me. The link will be in the show notes. All right, ladies, that's all that I have for you today. I hope that you can join me on May 15th. Have a great rest of your week. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. Again, it is bit.ly/BeyondTheMilitaryGRP. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.